All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show, and I've got Dead Penetration.
What's up?
And we have a bunch of things to talk about. But first, before we get started, let's thank our sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com, where you can get a spinning robot pussy still for the same price. It hasn't raised yet, like the gas. So, speaking of, did you see where that guy filled his whole truck bed up with gasoline?
Yeah, that was so stupid.
Oh my god, and it was splashing, and as it was splashing on the road, it was making sparks. It's like, what in the hell? Well, and actually, that's illegal.
Cause flash fires, and imagine having a bed full of gasoline.
And that's illegal. It's called storing gasoline in an unapproved container.
Well, you think about, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but here in town we had a truck hauling gasoline, like in a big tank, explode.
Oh, wow.
Killed the driver, killed several people surrounding the vehicle.
It did.
Oh, yeah, they just burned up.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were saying, you know, if anybody lights a match or smokes a cigarette, that's
it. Well, that's just
part of it. It'll blow the whole damn gas station up. A lot of that,
those truck beds have static electricity and stuff. And then he had a tarp, which rubbing against that other plastic could cause it.
Yeah.
It's
like, what you're doing is extremely dangerous.
And stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was really bad.
Don't look too retarded.
Really
now.
Bad idea. But yeah, you can still get one of those, and you can also get the Follow Me Eyes. So if you want the Follow Me Eyes for your doll, you can pick those up as well. And we may as well go ahead and promote the dollhouse. If you haven't gone to the dollhouse for your doll needs, I don't know what you're doing. I was actually talking with Phil today, and he really wants to make a virtual shop where you can, you know, instead of just seeing the little pictures of the doll, you know, they have perfect lighting and stuff, you can actually see what the doll looks like, and you can put wigs on it and everything in virtual reality, and that'll be fascinating because they can make that look very realistic. He said he actually had one of the guys that's very good, he said you don't really have to know any real mathematics skills. You don't have to be a really good graphic artist. It doesn't take a lot of work to use the program. And he said it's just sliders and knobs. I said, really? He said, yeah, I could probably do things with it. But basically he was saying that he designed a model of the Haley doll and it looked, you know, almost 100% accurate. He said you could still tell it was CGI, but it's very, very good. And I'm like, well, that's what we need. I mean, Phil can get a jump start on this and start offering a walk-in shop. You know, you put your headset on, and there you are. You can check out your doll before you even get them. Unfortunately, you won't be able to emulate the weight of the doll, but you can, you know, at least see what it would look like.
Yeah.
But no, we had a really good conversation, and you'll get to see more of that on Filler Up when it goes online pretty soon. So stay tuned for that, and thanks Tim and Phil for setting that up. Also, have to shout out the MGTOWN podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please do. They're almost to 10,000, and we've got Duke coming in for episode 69. Duke, as you know, is the guy behind Ghetto Gaggers and Antifa abuse, and he just defiles women in ways that only you see in hentai. So yeah, if you like that and you want to know, because Duke is generally a really cool dude, like, I mean, to talk to, he knows his shit. He's been, you know, he was against the whole jab thing. He doesn't trust the government. You know, he's proper-minded. Like, he doesn't believe a lot of bullshit. So, and I mean, working with women like that, I'm pretty sure your tolerance for bullshit goes down pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you get the feminist ones that come in and he just completely He has them doing the most horrible things, and they're just, like, cool with it. And then they're like, oh, but you're not a good enough man for me. Yeah, and the guy that just jizzed all over your face is your dream. Oh, it's crazy. But no, no, kudos to Duke. Continue defiling these hoes. It's great. Also, yeah, there's not much on the health front. Obviously, I can't eat peanut butter. I'm taking 80 milligrams of pentoprazole. I take one at night, one in the morning. So, yeah, that's actually not too much because it can go anywhere from 40 to 160. Mm. Yeah. This is just for ulcers. That's all they really found was ulcers. But I am going to get a copy of my health records, which I should have done in the first place, and kind of look that over. And hopefully my biopsy should be done too, so they can figure out what's going on. But hey, I'm going to be serious with you. This is what I'm going to tell you guys. If there is like, oh, you've got gastro reflux and it's never going, and it's going to be a chronic problem, there's a permanent solution. It's called fundoplication surgery. I don't care how much it costs. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Basically, they take a band and they put it around your esophagus.
Yeah.
You have to go on a liquid diet for 2 weeks. Fine.
Man, there won't be nothing left of you.
I know. You can eat. You can start introducing oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. You look like Joaquin Phoenix and Joker.
Yeah, I will. But then after that, I can, you know, slowly start to...
grow your hair out.
Yeah.
Get you a new maroon-colored suit.
But yeah, if I gotta do it, I gotta do it. Because they're like, oh, this will permanently get rid of it? Well, cool. Then I'm ready to permanently get rid of it.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll do it. I'm young. I better do it young than when I'm old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll tell the doctor straight up. I was like, look, doc. I mean, in June. I say, look, if this stuff isn't healed, I'll do it. And he's like, the fun deal, okay, you want to do it? Yeah, I'll do it. A liquid diet isn't the worst thing you can do to me. I'll hate it, but I'll do it. Okay, anyway, let's go on ahead and continue. Oh, I also have to have the urologist tear that thing out of my balls. Yeah, that thing.
Your
is,
balls.
Yeah, that thing is going. I don't like it. When it hurts, it hurts. And when it doesn't hurt, it doesn't. When it doesn't hurt, it's fine. But when it hurts, it hurts. It
the term me. Tearing sounds more painful.
I don't care. Just tear that thing out. I mean, I'm going to tell him, said, look, get rid of this damn thing.
Said, who needs balls anyway?
Get rid of this damn. Well, you know, there's people that get castrated.
Yeah, but that would severely hurt your sex drive because that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You produce testosterone.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I didn't. All right. But I'm not talking about getting castrated. I'm talking about they just basically, you know, they.
You know, your adrenal glands have stuff to do with your sex drive too.
No, I know, but they remove the little piece or whatever the cyst. They remove the cyst out of it. And that's pretty much it. It's not really bad. It's not anything that they would consider crazy. I don't have one ball that's the size of a grapefruit or anything. Nothing like that, guys. But yeah, get yourself checked. And make sure you do the home testing. I'm not going to go over all the procedures for that because we're not getting into men's health today. But yeah, there you go. All right. So... other than that, I opened up the tokusatsu section. I've been watching more tokusatsu. I'm getting into Super Sentai again. I watched the anime, whatever that was, Eight Man After. And now I'm watching tokusatsu. I started watching Sun Vulcan, and I realized I need to get Denzy Ranger. Well, Metallic Subs has Denzy Ranger. So I'm going to go ahead and get them, get it from them and a couple others. Now, there is this site called krdl.moe, and they want you to pay. I don't really think they're 100% allowed to be doing that, but it is their server they're paying for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to pay to get the ones that Metallic doesn't have. And, of course, JPS 317, all the links are in my Discord. But if you want subbed Sentai, you can get it from those places. And they should have every single one of them subbed now. Because even Go Ranger was fucking subbed. And that's the very first one they did back in the 1978. Now, I don't know if you would want to see that, but I've heard that some the older ones are more mature.
Yeah.
Obviously, the newer ones have better graphics and stuff like that, but the older ones are much more mature. Like, super mature at some points. Like, father punching his child in the face mature. I'm like, damn! This shit's getting a little crazy. Obviously, Power Rangers was a very watered-down version of Super Sentai.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the kids show it to the audience.
Yeah, they could not. Well, Kame Saban had this Bible, and all the Ranger shows basically had to follow it. And my interest in jumping back in was when they decided, Netflix said, hey, you know what? We're not going to use Haim Saban's Bible. And Hasbro's like, no, you don't have to use it anymore. So basically, they're like, hey, we're going to write our own long stories. And actually, they can't use the, oh, kids will forget this. Because it's no longer, they know it's not just for kids anymore. They know they're actually appealing to an older audience that grew up with the Power Rangers. So they want to make it more like the Sentai. And that's fine. Because if they can do a really good fucking job and Battle for the Grid prove that, then yeah, I'm all for it. If you want me to be frank, the last Power Rangers movie they made in 2017 proved that. That was really good. There was some wokeness in it, but it was more like the Sentai, especially in some areas. So, yeah, that's all I have to report on, other than the fact that I saw Suicide Squad, fucking loved it, and can't wait to watch Peacemaker. So, yeah, that's going to be good, too. Okay, so, without further ado, since we're talking about shows, let's talk about something that really grinded my fucking gears. Okay, since we mentioned Suicide Squad on HBO Max, guess what HBO Max decided to do a few years back? Are you guys kind of frustrated, like, where's my real sex? Where's Taxi Cab Confessions? Where's the shit I used to watch when I was young, you know, a teenager, and just getting into the adult world, the porn world? Well, HBO decided to say fuck you, and here's how they said fuck you. Now, you may want to drop HBO Max when you hear this. I don't think you will, because Batman, but...
No, I've got plenty of reasons to watch
I know, but this really is some shit. Basically, according to Decider, this was August 29th of 2018, so it's a couple years back, but it's important. HBO is done giving subscribers late-night thrills. Earlier this summer, HBO quietly removed its many late-night options, including erotic movies and TV shows and documentary series like Taxi Cab Confessions and Real Sex. Gone are the days of Cat House's Nevada Brothel, porn star Katie Morgan, and softcore films. Inside, our Decider After Dark collection will have to suffice. I don't know what they're talking about there. But, these sexy titles first debuted on HBO in the early 90s. When the network was still developing into a TV powerhouse. Before HBO really put their name on the map with shows like The Sopranos and Oz, these late-night options generated a lot of buzz, especially among men who didn't want to pay for pay-per-view porn or adult cable channels. In the pre-internet era, Real Sex, Taxi Cab Confessions, and Cat House, which I think we all remember, provided viewers easy access to sexy content without all the fees and questions. The majority of HBO's after-hours programming ended in the 2000s, but the network continued to run episodes on TV, and the entire catalog was available on HBO Go under the Late Night tab, but now that tab has been deleted. An HBO representative told the Los Angeles Times that the decision to pull these adult offerings has little to do with AT&T's acquisition of HBO parent company Time Warner. Now listen to this, guys. This sounds like bullshit. Instead, it's simply an issue of popularity. Over the past several years, HBO has been winding down its late-night adult fare. While we're greatly ramping up our other original program offerings, there hasn't been a strong demand for this kind of adult programming, perhaps because it's easily available elsewhere. Essentially, you can blame Pornhub for HBO's decision to remove their content.
I wouldn't say that because they have plenty of other movies with nude adult content.
Right, and also Pornhub, like, they had softcore. And I don't know how much softcore you're going to find on Pornhub. And I was particularly looking for softcore. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about doing a video on how to deprogram your brain by watching more softcore and less regular porn. Because I think now this is just a theory. I don't know if it can be proven yet. But there's a lot of guys like, oh yeah, stop watching porn. It's not necessarily stop watching porn. It's like maybe limiting hardcore porn and sticking with stuff that's mainly softcore and leaves it up to imagination can actually kind of retrain your brain into expecting the mystique. And that's when things actually change around, you know, like a real relationship or a partner. Because you don't just see everything. Yeah. That's one of the things
there's
that I understand.
Left to the imagination.
Yeah. And when you have the imagination, that's a great thing.
Yeah. You know, guys are visual, so.
Right.
Just imagining stuff.
I mean, girls just show everything now. And it's like, damn, you've spoiled the surprise. You've solved the mystery. It's not fun anymore.
Penetrating you, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Left to treat myself to.
Absolutely. I mean, I miss a lot of softcore. Shows like Real Sex may not be streaming on HBO anymore, but you can still find them elsewhere online. If you have an old VHS player sitting around, you can check out the best of Real Sex on VHS, available on Amazon. Of course it's on VHS. There are also countless clips and full episodes on YouTube. Not now. Both seasons of Cat House and Taxi Cab Confessions, parts 1, 2, and 3 are available to purchase on Amazon as well. Rest easy, softcore porn series. You will be missed.
Yeah. Well.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not hurting for it, but I'll tell you, the HBO Max, you got most of the Adult Swim shows that I like to watch on it. Aside from, you know, Family Guy and American Dad, which they're on Hulu, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a bunch of older, you know, it has a little bit of everything. It has stuff that was on Comedy Central that you can't find. And, oh, man, just several different things. My list is so long. It even has a fairly decent, I keep coming across good anime to watch too. I know they have the full catalog almost of what they have at Walmart to buy off the shelf.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I know.
Not that some of those are more girl targeted anime.
Right.
But the ones that are action packed, they have too.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've got them all on my list to watch.
Okay.
They have Mr. Show, which is good. David Cross and all them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can watch.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's hot. Yeah, news.
Okay. But, let's see here. We're gonna go to this one. I was actually gonna do a full thing on this, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna do like a full video on this, but I decided let's just add it into the show.
Okay.
NewYorkPost.com. It's not that old. March 9th isn't that long ago. New York Post. 1 in 5 people considering OnlyFans to afford living in New York City as rent skyrocket. Would you sell your body online to stay living in the Big Apple? A new survey by Cinch Home Services have found almost 1 in 5 people would start a raunchy OnlyFans account in order to make enough money to live in New York City.
Oh, I can guarantee you they will.
The survey also found that people would live off cheap food, only go out once per week, and sleep on air mattresses just to live where they want. In other words, very few residents can afford to live their dream in their dream city. But turning to the naughty site, to supplement their incomes may be the most extreme measure included on the survey, and one that's already become a reality for some. Holy shit. OnlyFans officially paid my New York City apartment rent this month, one Big Apple scientist shared on Twitter. after joining the website to enhance her earnings. One Big Apple scientist. What, we got scientists out here going on OnlyFans? Like, yeah I'm a scientist, and I don't know, maybe that's why we have these bullshit science studies. We got thoughts doing science.
They're doing studies on ass to mouth, I guess.
I want to see what this is. I want to see this real quick. Give me a second. Okay, there's a Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Let me see this girl.
Well, OnlyFans has all kinds, you know, don't...
Yeah, but I think that's a bit...
You know, you remember you back know, in high school...
Because you're really not supposed to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to...
What?
I mean, it says, to me, it's okay, you wouldn't use the... I don't understand being...
Well, they've had a teacher get caught...
Yes, Dr. P. Saucy scientist, according to New York NYP. Dr. P, she is a senior research scientist of HIV prevention, social psychologist by training. What does she look like? Oh, God.
Not good.
I don't know, sir. That's...
I'd have to see full body.
That face, though.
She looks fairly normal.
That face, though.
I didn't get a close enough look. Here, let me see.
Okay, that face.
That's not
that. No,
that's downright hot for a scientist. I don't know if you know many.
No, I've seen. There's some attractive scientists. I feel like, what the hell? No, dating apps are so funny. I don't know. She got not that many followers actually. No, she's not that not that popular.
No.
But I am not surprised that the saucy scientist, my God, that face, it looks like melted butter. I think
that face isn't that bad.
No, I think that's pretty
Believe
bad.
Me, we could walk out on the street right now and I could point out at least 10 women.
We're not talking about German shepherds. That's easy. That's easy. That's what I meant. German shepherds is too easy.
German shepherds.
After joining the... What?
There's other people beside German shepherds in this town.
Yeah.
But they're all fairly... I mean, there's a couple good-looking ones around here, but most of them that are good-looking have fucked their face up with other stuff like smoking too much and heavy drinking.
Smoking meth?
Probably meth, yeah. I gotta have a girl with good teeth.
One big... Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get this, but apparently the New York Post article wants to fuck with me. Okay. It says, everyone who hates people who use this site can truly fuck right off, is what she said.
Well, that's what,
If you're not making enough money as a scientist, though...
Well, I guarantee you, and she's in New York, I was watching a thing on the news about it the other day at some people's rent's gone from almost $2,000 extra. And, you know, it's already, most of them are already over $1,000, which is crazy for where we live. For there, I guess it's fairly normal.
Okay.
They've gone up so much at, I think these two girls, they both work two different jobs just to get enough money to pay their rent. The point of having a place to live is so you can afford to work somewhere and put back money. Now it's just affording to live in that place. So
there's another one here. I'm a proud mistress. That would be interesting to read, but. Anyway, it says, indeed, many more residents may soon turn to OnlyFans as rents skyrocket across the five boroughs. My family constantly fights to keep food on the table and paying rent in NYC, one cash-strapped local wrote on Twitter. I've thought of even doing an OnlyFans to help my stressed-out mother with some things around the house. And a 12-month span starting in January of last year. You know, I tried an OnlyFans, but not for me. I tried an OnlyFans to basically showcase adult content.
Yeah.
And they kept... Basically, they gave me this runaround. Oh, we can't verify your ID. I've given you a fucking picture ID. I've done it twice. And they're like, oh, we can. And it's like, no, you're just making up excuses because you don't want this kind of
adult content or other.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about like playing games. And apparently there's already a channel that was doing that.
Oh.
So I would just be barging in and they would be like, holy shit, who are you? I'm the guy that already has hundreds of videos.
Some healthy competition.
Yeah, some really healthy competition. He's like, Jesus, you're going to start with Starless? Are you fucking mad? Yes, I am. End up kicking everybody else off by going with the most degenerate, crazy shit. He's like, it's like when we said adult content, this is OnlyFans. You've
give
got
the people what they want.
It's a cartoon. Meanwhile, a number of New Yorkers have taken to TikTok, claiming landlords have hiked the cost of their apartments by as much as 50%. Almost half the respondents said they would dip into savings to make it work. So, yeah, it's a pretty shitty deal all the way around. There's nothing else really to talk about with that article. But I did see something in the ad that I want to talk about. And maybe this wasn't scheduled, but this seems interesting enough. If it pops up again, I definitely want to cover that. It probably won't now. It'll be like, nope. Oh, no. That sucks. Because that was good. I wanted to read about this damn mistress.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that she was telling a bunch of lies or something. It's like, damn it. Oh, yeah. So don't load up. Oh, well. That happens sometimes. They fucked me on this one. Here it is, right here. Okay. Oh, this is new. Okay. Alright, guys, this actually is, like, Manosphere related red pill stuff. Now, you guys, we can feel free to disagree, but we can just kind of shout out to the Chads that are telling these lies. But, well, these are cheating men, so maybe they're not so much Chads, but we'll see. She says, I'm a proud mistress. Oh, no, no, this might be better. Here are the four lies cheating men tell you. And yes, she is pretty hot. Former teacher, Amy Cups, is sharing the four lies that men tell their wives when they're cheating. This self-confessed mistress is revealing the four distinct lies that men tell their wives when they're cheating. Amy Cups, 32, only sleeps with married men and doesn't care that she's a homewrecker. Cheaters are a thrill in bed, mainly because they haven't been pleased in years, so they are willing to do whatever it takes to get me excited, the brazen brunette told Jam Press. I tend to go for men in their late 30s or 40s, as they are much more romantic, financially stable, and experienced in bed, she obnoxiously added. Although, and she has not hit the wall. But I don't know what she looks like without that makeup either.
Here, let me say. And who is she?
Amy Cups, 32.
What does she do?
She's a former teacher, and now she's a homewrecker.
A homewrecker.
Although Cups has no regrets about being a mistress, she is now sharing what straying spouses say to their wives as an act of public service. The North Carolina native explained that the first lie a cheater would tell their partner is that they're meeting up with a friend for a quick drink. They'll tell their wives not to wait up all night waiting for them, the mistress declared. There's another picture of her there.
Oh yeah, she's good looking. 32 isn't really hit the wall.
Eh, well, 25 is technically when they... Is the last... For some women. According to Cups, the second lie revolves around absences that occur for a longer period of time. He'll likely say, I have meetings and am traveling all week for work, she declared. The unapologetic homewrecker told Jam Press that many gullible wives believe their husbands are away on business when they're actually shacked up at a nearby motel with another woman. Thirdly, Cups claims the cheater would tell his wife not to call his work phone as the boss would get upset if they take personal calls. She's a mistress. That's what her job is.
A whore.
Yeah. The mistress says women should be especially wary if their husband keeps their work phone locked away in a private place. Finally, the fourth lie a cheater will tell is, I've got a new credit card for work. I've got a new credit card, but it's just for work, so don't worry about it. Yeah. It says, the mistress says women should be especially wary if they're... Oh, no, hold on. I just read that. Cups claims that the card is likely being used to pay for a mistress's expenses. The brunette says cheaters spend more on their mistresses than they do on their spouses. It says, red hot. The homewrecker is now selflessly sharing the four telltale lies that straying husbands give to their wives. I'm just reading the picture comments. Cups shockingly told Jam Press that her married paramours have even gifted her with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. I prefer cash over expensive gifts, she proudly declared. My lovers have pretty much bought the $500,000 house that I'm building for myself. Sips! I take their money to pay my bills and pamper myself and get upward of $50,000 in gifts every month. Sips! The busty brunette further proclaimed. Cups hit headlines last year after she resigned from her middle school teaching job after her OnlyFans account was uncovered by school officials. I love that I had this side to me that no one at school knew about, Cups said at the time. I felt like a naughty superhero. Teacher by day, temptress by night. Oh my god, it's right out of Persona 5! Yeah. Okay, the teacher in Persona 5 actually doubles as like a maid. Like, but it's a special maid service. Okay. And, yeah, it's like, don't tell anybody I'm doing this for a student. Wow. Oh, yeah, guys, I have the pictures. I know you want to see the pictures. Here are the pictures of the girl we're talking about. In the chat. Posting them now. That's the mistress.
Good looking, but I'd be damned if she...
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And I tell you, they would do so.
All you gotta be is a good looking woman, and they will give you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The guys would do so, keep her so much longer if they didn't just give her money. Because something about a guy has enough respect for himself not to give his savings away.
Well,
women like it for some reason.
Well, here's something very interesting. I guess we can say based Elon Musk, but here we go. Grimes says Elon Musk lives at times below the poverty line and would not buy a new mattress despite her side having a hole in it. That is interesting. Grimes said in an interview published this week that her on-again, off-again partner, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, sometimes lived below the poverty line. Speaking with Vanity Fair, the musician recalled how they had once found a hole in her side of the mattress while living in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Instead of buying a new one, she said, Musk suggested that they bring over the mattress from her home instead. Like, bro wouldn't even get a new mattress, she told the publication.
Yeah, I've heard.
Well, listen to this. She said, bro does not live like a billionaire. Bro at times lives at times below the poverty line. Is that how she speaks? I mean, I like her music. It sounds like Grimes. It sounds like Western J-pop. But, oh my god, I hate the way she speaks. I would have to say, the next time you say bro, I'm going to backhand you. To the point where I was like, can we not live in a very insecure $40,000 house where the neighbors like film us and there's no security and I'm eating peanut butter for 8 days in a row?
Well, that's how he raised all that money to start...
In May 2020, Musk tweeted that he would be selling all his positions and would own no house. He is believed to be living in a $50,000 prefab tiny home, which he rents from SpaceX. Grimes also told Vanity Fair about how dating the richest person in the world made her feel trapped between two worlds. I mean, when people say I'm a class traitor, that is not an inaccurate description, she said, per the outlet. I was deeply from the far left and converted to being essentially a capitalist Democrat. A lot of people are understandably upset. In the same interview, Grimes said she and Musk had a secret child together, a baby they call Y. The couple's older son, pronounced Jai AI Archangel, was born in May 2020. Y, whose name is Excess Dark Sidereal Musk, was conceived via a surrogate and is Musk's seventh child. Musk told Page Six in September that he and Grimes had broken up after 3 years of dating. The billionaire has recently been spotted with the Australian actor Natasha Bassett. I guess she can handle eating peanut butter. But hey, gotta give it to Musk.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. We got a scalper here. PlayStation 5s. Wonder why you can't find one? Because of this guy. Reselling PlayStations keeps a roof over my head. A sudden drop in income, a mounting medical debt, and a family to feed left Shiraz, not his real name, struggling to find another way of making money. During the pandemic, his wife lost her job as a beautician, and the government's pandemic support was not so easily available to him. So he turned to scalping, an unfavorable term for stockpiling popular products and reselling them at a higher price for profit. Many sought-after items are resold, including concert tickets, limited edition trainers, and games consoles. While the general resale of football tickets is illegal, practically everything else is legal to buy up and resell. Shiraz says he only sells to his friends and family to make about 250 extra euros a month so that he can slowly eat away at a 50,000 euro medical bill. But for a majority of resellers, scalping is big business, and they are using tech to give them an added advantage. A lot of electronics are in short supply because of a global shortage of semiconductor chips, which are essentially the brains of modern electronic products. Cars, graphic cards, smartphones, and games consoles have all been affected. The PlayStation 5, Sony's next-generation games console, has been particularly hard for many gamers to get hold of.
Yep.
Some shoppers relied on leaked information from big retailers to predict when new stock might become available. But even those staying up until 3 o'clock, excitedly refreshing a retailer's website would find the stock sold out in minutes. Real shoppers are being beaten by bots. Software developed by the scalpers can notify them as soon as the stock is available from any of their target websites. Sometimes the bots can even automatically buy items. The PS5 consoles are being snapped up by bots, only to be resold for twice the regular price of 450 euros. Jack Bayless is a 24-year-old former investment banker who started reselling six years ago. His profit margins were huge. Sometimes he would buy Yeezy trainers for 150 and sell them for up to 1,000. These are all euros. He decided to quit his day job and start aftermarket arbitrage, a reselling company that teaches others how to scalp. Through subscriptions alone, Mr. Bayless says he's made $456,000 in revenue since starting the company 18 months ago. For $30 a month, subscribers receive alerts as soon as the bots detect that a rare item is in stock. 30 euros, rather. The 1,200 subscribers are notified in the Discord app and can quickly head to the retailer's website to snap up the item. Asked whether scalping was fair, Mr. Bayless told the BBC, "If you look at any marketplace, if there is an arbitrage opportunity, people are going to capitalize on it. Why would you leave money on the table?" Rather than being greedy, Mr. Bayless said scalpers were simply trying to make some extra cash, but for some, he said it was also to make a living. One scalper told the BBC how he cleared a 30,000 euro gambling debt with the money he earned through scalping. Another said reselling had introduced some structure into his life and helped him cope with his alcohol addiction. Both men declined to be interviewed on camera over concerns for their safety. Mr. Bayless received many death threats after articles about aftermarket arbitrage were published. Despite this, Shiraz agreed to be filmed. "The last 2 years haven't been easy for most people," he told the BBC. "I was pretty much rock bottom. If it wasn't for reselling, I wouldn't have a roof over my head. I've got young kids, and when you've got to put food on the table, you've got to do what you've got to do, as long as it's not criminal, which this isn't." Using bots to buy products is not illegal in the UK, but has drawn the attention of lawmakers. Douglas Chapman, Scottish National Party MP for Dunfermline in West Fife, is leading the charge against reselling. Last year, he introduced a bill to Parliament to ban the resale of electronic goods bought by automated bots. He says that consumers would benefit from the eventual banning of scalping altogether. "I think it's skewing the market beyond what's reasonable, and I think we need to look at what are the protections for the consumers," he said. He said entrepreneurs should live within the same rules as someone setting up a high street shop. And although it may hurt his own income, Shiraz agrees. "I do think bots should be stopped. There are some people that do this 24/7 will have up to 20 computers set up. They are stockpiling PlayStations and trainers and toys," he said. "It's almost market manipulating. Mr. Chapman's bill failed to make it through Parliament late last year, but he is planning to renew his bid very soon. But Mr. Bayless sees it as a matter of supply and demand. I wouldn't class not having a PS5 as suffering. There are people out there who want to do more than their 9-to-5. They want a side hustle, he said. If you see friction between supply and demand, you're going to see someone taking advantage of it.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, what's aggravating is they have more than a surplus of PS5 games on the shelf, but
no PS5. Can play them. Right. Yeah. All right, we've got one here from Bounding in the Comics. Domina gets review bombed after encouraging players to not wear masks and avoid pornography. Mocks woke mob for attempting to cancel them. The developer of Domina has caused outrage for asking the game's patch notes for players not to wear masks and avoid pornography. Domina is a game that has players command a gladiator school in ancient Rome. Impressive fights and chariot races can raise the status of your family and earn you aid from not only politicians but from the gods. What seems to have upset some, however, are the content of two recent patch notes for the game's beta builds, which players can opt in to test before they are available to the public build. On March 9th, the patch notes for version 1.3.18 beta include blunt advice to stop wearing masks and became commonplace after numerous governments reacted to the spread of the COOF. It was listed among the other bullet points as the seventh item. Take off the FCKN mask, wrote developer Dolphin Barn Incorporated. Next time you're at the grocery store, try showing a woman your face. Be confident, unafraid of the lies. You might get a girlfriend. Women like confidence. That's true. Women don't like dudes who cover their faces in fear. What are you afraid of? Getting laid? Grow up. I don't know. You have to be really careful. And that's what he isn't being taught yet. Yeah. It would seem the developer's older patch notes were re-examined by those offended by the aforementioned, leading to the discovery of 1.2.89 beta. The developer included a note how unarmed men would sometimes fight instead of just running around looking for weapons, leading to a statement about men being weak of character and succumbing to pornography. Some men won't fight, still won't fight, they're weak. There's no accounting for weak men, Dolphin Barn Incorporated stated. Weak men lack character, strong moral fiber is hard to come by. It's earned through hard work and sacrifice and cannot be had via OnlyFans or Pornhub. No, those fucking things aren't demonic possessions, developer warned. Waiting to show you a succubus titty in the hopes that you'll waste a load on her instead of spending that energy how to weld or grow a potato or learning a new language or how to program a computer. Listen, kids, get off them porn tubes and do something with your life, the developer advised, because no one is going to give you a goddamn thing in this whole mess we call civilization. It's only getting harder. We need civilization, we need solutions, and we need smart men who can work and implement those solutions. Masturbating to e-girls isn't going to solve the energy crisis, is it? Get to work. Or play video games and have a relax and get to work fresh tomorrow, the developer continued. I can't possibly know what's best for you in your individual situation. Really, don't let strangers on the internet tell you how to live your life, the developer concluded. If you want to be told how to live your life, read the New Testament. The internet will only give you lies. Since March the 9th, there has been a dramatic increase in negative reviews. Steam has noticed 1040 recent reviews out of 7,977 that are mostly negative. Only 244 of those recent reviews recommended the game, though some recent reviews praised the developer's frank attitude. How to ruin a game in two easy steps, Ally stated. 1. Add microtransactions years into release. Oh, I didn't know that. 2. Add a weird rant about masks into your patch notes. Avoid this dev. There are no microtransactions in Domina, Dolphin Barn Incorporated replied. Anti-masker devs using their patch notes as a glorified Twitter feed, decried Big Load. Embarrassing. However, they also receive praise. Developers magnificent Anarch praise. Domina's alright too. Don't force your confident, unafraid gladiators to wear masks. Their girlfriends prefer them that way. Domina would respond to their critics on Twitter as well. Specifically, they mocked those criticizing them for their patch notes. They wrote, "Dev, suggest courage." Domina continued, "Woke mob, no, courage is bad actually, and there's no such thing as cancel culture also." This was accompanied with screenshots of the game's Steam review scores showing that 98% of the 66 user reviews in the last 30 days are positive. This was juxtaposed with a more recent screenshot indicating the game was being review bombed as recent reviews were overwhelmingly negative. Domina would also respond to Twitter user Sherjoka stating, I am refunding your game today. Just came here to tell you. You know what women like the most? Dudes are respectful and take care of other, especially vulnerable people. Telling people to take off their masks during a pandemic in your fucking patch notes is disgusting. Sherjoka raged. Fuck off. Domino responded, 16 hours ago, you sad tweeted this. 16 hours ago, I was balls deep inside my girlfriend. Good women expect and demand confident, unmasked men who can still pay for things, the developer proclaimed. Fact. See their learn.
Well, you know, that might be the new, you know, women look at men now like men look at women.
Right.
Like people that are healthy, you know, not just symmetrically healthy, but look like they could survive childbirth and, you know, all that other stuff.
Well, they're looking for money.
But, yeah.
They're getting money. But see, no. The issue here is what we just talked about with the mistress.
Yeah.
We got people that make thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars off OnlyFans. They're not even that good looking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. They don't need a man to support and provide for them when they've got all the men in the world to support and provide for them.
Yeah.
Show your feet and get thousands of dollars. Domino also responded to Twitch streamer Elohim, who wrote, how did a game I love so much just absolutely implode in less than 24 hours? I used to see Domino and feel nothing but praise and admiration. Now when I see Domino, I always think of this. Is this guy seething or leaning? Questioned Domino. The official Domino Twitter account also addressed reviews accusing them of pulling content to turn into DLC. They wrote, we've replied to a number of these false negative reviews in the past. Valve has done nothing. They're easily proven false. Domino added, if DLC was removed, somebody could point to specific DLC and say, here, this is the one. Yet these lies proliferate. Are we to blame? What do you make of Domino's patch notes? What about the response to critics? I don't know. I think they're just trolling. And they're having fun with it.
Yeah.
And we're going to go on and do our funny article of the day to close it out. We'll have more articles. Trust me. We've always got more articles.
But yeah. That's what I was saying about the mask. That could be another way of telling if someone's healthy enough to be around. Like, well, they ain't worried about catching nothing.
All right, here we go. From Hard Drive, report, this article can run Doom. New York, Reddit users on the popular r/itrunsdoom were reportedly surprised to learn in an article on video game news website Hard Drive titled, report, this article can run Doom, does in fact run the acclaimed 1993 first-person shooter, Doom. Reddit user /u/dumbguy wrote in a post on December 13, 2020, that he got Doom to run on a hard drive article and posted a link to the space you find yourself now. A surprisingly simple process to make an article and embed the JavaScript version of the game. u/dumbguy explained of his programming breakthrough. I don't know why no one thought to do this before. It's really not even one of the crazier ones when you think about it. The user went on to say that he enjoys reading hard drive pieces, especially anything having to do with Waluigi's Massive Hog. The level of enjoyment inspired him to insert a playable version of Doom into the base of this article after somehow convincing the website's editors to let him publish it. For him to revisit both his favorite website and video game at the same time. It says this article most likely cannot run Doom on mobile devices. Let's see here. Can it run Doom? I don't know. I got a mobile device and it just gave me a black screen. So unfortunately,
probably you'd have to have it hooked up to your computer, at least.
Oh, that was funny. This is funny. Guy says, this is the registered version. You might want to swap that out for the demo before the lawyers notice. And then person says, honestly, after people trying to use it on anything with electricity, it might as well be public domain. And this guy, listen to this legend. I ran it on a cease and desist letter. Man, that's fucking funny.
That's funny.
Wow. This article absolutely can run Doom on mobile devices. Worked for a while on my worked from my phone for a minute until the virtual analog froze. Well, there you go, guys. That would probably be our show. Yeah, because we need to start being a dick.
Yep.
Gotta get that going. Because we have some other things we're going to do after being a dick. We gotta get through being a dick first. By the way, being a dick, like, you can already play stuff from Season 3 on their Patreon. So if you like the being a dick stuff, like, support the guy, Dr. Pinkcake. I don't think it costs that much to...
Dr. Pinkcake.
Yeah. So check that out. At any rate, guys, this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the climb.